Hey, hey, take it easy. Oh, slow down, you don't need to sit up, just relax. You okay? You can hear me? Yeah, you completely just passed out. Lucky you, I was coming up the stairs when I was. I did, yeah, I caught you. Probably kept you from getting a concussion, so. You're welcome, by the way. Okay, just try not to talk, alright? Just. Here, I have some water. Yeah, try to drink a little bit. There you go. No, don't move. I've got you. And thank God no one else is here, because this is kind of a compromising situation, isn't it? I mean, seriously, if anyone came upstairs right now and saw me holding you in my arms like this, yeah, we'd both have a lot of explaining to do. But for now, just relax, okay? Breathe, just try not to move too much. Yeah, I also said try not to talk too much, okay? What happened? I have no idea. I was just coming up here to go to the bathroom, and I saw you standing there, and I don't know, you looked kind of weird. You were like swaying on your feet a little bit, and then you just started to fall. You remember anything? Feeling dizzy. Well, you're all right now. Yeah, I've got you. I can't believe I'm doing this right now. Holding the guy I've spent most of my life bullying in my arms right now. Yeah. Well, listen, you're gonna be fine, okay? Yeah, you seem like you're doing alright. I mean, you're kind of pale, but as long as you don't vomit on me, you'll be fine. No. Stop. Hey, nerd. Stop trying to sit up. Just let me hold you, okay? It's okay. No, just keep your head in my lap. It's fine. Because I don't want to be responsible if you try to stand up and you fall down the stairs or something. Can you imagine? I'll get carted off to jail for manslaughter or something. I mean, you'd have a case against me. They'd say, oh, yeah. She totally bullied him for most of his life, and then, well, what do you know? He fell down the stairs mysteriously, and they were the only ones up there. Hey. I'm kidding, dork. I'm just trying to make you feel better. You really need to relax. Is that why you passed out? Are you just, like, super stressed or something? Oh. Rough couple of days, huh? Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. I said I'm sorry that you've had a rough couple of days. What? I can't sympathize with you, even though you're the dorkiest guy on the planet. Okay, well, sorry for feeling sorry for you. Clearly, you're starting to feel better, huh? So, why have you been so stressed? Oh, yeah, I kind of know what that's like, yeah. You know, when I'm stressed, I really like when someone plays with my hair. No, I'm not saying... You literally just, like, fainted, and you think I'm asking you to play with my hair? No. I'm just saying, like, maybe it would help if I played with your hair a little. But if you don't want that, then fine, I don't have to do that. I just... Okay, all right. God, you need to relax. I'm gonna play with your hair, okay? Just tell me if you want it softer. Just tell me if you want it softer or harder or something. Look, I know that I'm probably part of why you're feeling stressed. No, don't talk. Just rest, okay? Just listen to me. And I'm sorry that I call you names so often. Even though you are a nerd, you're a dork, you're a wimp, you're a pathetic little geek, you're just all of those things that I call you. I'm sorry that I've been contributing to any stress you've been having. It's really important that you, you know, talk to someone if you're feeling bad or if the stress is, like, starting to get overwhelming, you know. Oh, yes, I'm fully aware of the irony of me being the one to tell you that, okay? I'm just saying, okay? And I'm putting on pause, you know, calling you a nerd and, like, a dork and stuff, because I can tell that you're really, like, you need a break. Okay, so just let me hold you in my arms and play with your hair, okay? No, shh, no. No, shh, stop. Stop protesting, stop talking, okay? Just, I want to do this. I would feel really, really bad if you... I would just feel bad if you... If I'm contributing to you feeling bad, okay? Shh, stop. Stop talking. Just let me play with your hair, okay? I know things are stressful right now. I know that I haven't been very kind to you. But just rest, okay? It's really important that you just rest. Everyone deserves to be comforted and to feel good. You don't deserve to be called a nerd or a dork or a wimp or a pathetic little geek, even though... Never mind. You don't deserve to be bullied. No, you don't. Does that mean I'm gonna stop bullying you? I haven't decided yet. Maybe I can keep bullying you, but in a kinder way. I don't know. I'll think about it later. Just right now, be quiet and be still. Look at me. Just turn your head and look up at me. I want to make sure that you are doing okay. I want to make sure you're not about to pass out on me again. You have really pretty eyes. Yeah, don't make it a thing, okay? I just said you have pretty eyes, big deal. Is my lap comfortable? If you want, you could lay your head on my chest, or I don't know, just whatever to make you more comfortable. Yeah, sure, here. I'll lean back against this wall and you can just, yeah, sit up a little bit. Is this okay if I put my arms around your middle? Okay. You know, if you tell anyone about this, then I'm gonna have to start bullying you again, right? Yeah, this is gonna have to be a secret between us, okay? I'm really sorry that you've been having a hard time lately. And I'm serious, you better start taking care of yourself, okay? Yeah, in fact, I'm gonna start checking in on you and making sure that you're taking care of yourself, alright? When or where I'm gonna show up, okay? So just be ready at any moment to prove that you're taking your mental health seriously, okay? If you're lucky, maybe we can have more of these cuddle sessions. No, I didn't say I like them. Just saying that it seems like they're helpful, so maybe we can do them more often. You seem to be the one who really likes to cuddle. I mean, look at you. When I whisper in your ear, your whole body, like, gets stiff. Is this like a thing? You love being cuddled? Is that a thing? I think I just found my new way to tease you. Yeah, I can bully you for how much you love to be cuddled. Great. My own nerdy cuddle pillow. That's what you are. See, I didn't call you a nerd. I called you nerdy. There's a difference. I kind of like this. I just discovered this new power I have over you. But you still need to take it easy. You did just faint, after all. Here, you're not even drinking water. Have more of mine. There. More. More. Drink more of it. Have you been eating enough lately? Okay, you need to make sure you're eating enough, alright? You need to, like, fuel yourself every day, even if you're not hungry, even if you don't feel like it. You need to make sure you're getting enough calories and really good nutrition, okay? Because if you're stressed and you don't have any fuel, you're not hydrated, it's like this is gonna happen again. You're gonna pass out and I'm not gonna be there to save you. That's right, I did save you. So, I think you should be thanking me right now. You should be thanking me for saving you and cuddling you. Don't you think? Okay. I suppose that was thanks enough. Oh, listen to me. You're gonna have a much better day tomorrow, okay? And you know why? Because you're gonna take care of yourself. You're going to eat a nice big breakfast. And you're gonna drink lots of water throughout the day. And you're gonna talk to yourself in a very kind voice, okay? You're gonna tell yourself that you're worthy of rest, that not everything has to be perfect, and that you're enough, okay? And you're gonna ignore all of the years that I've spent telling you that you're a nerd. Okay. You're still nerdy, but you're not a nerd. And you're gonna remember that whenever you start to feel stressed, that you're my nerdy cuddle pillow. Right? Right. I'm gonna hold you tighter because I think you like that. Here, come here. Press your head against my chest. I'm just gonna hold you there. Are you getting less stressed? You better be. Now just lay here, okay? Just let me hold you. And when you're finally feeling better, we're gonna get up, go downstairs, and I'm gonna drive you home. Okay. No protesting. I'm going to drive you home and make sure you get there safely. Okay? Okay. Now, shh. Just be quiet, okay? Just be quiet and listen to the sound of my breathing. And let me stroke your hair. You're okay. You're gonna be fine. I've got you, okay? I know I might not be your favorite person in the world, but I've got you. Alright? I've got you. It's okay. You're gonna feel better soon. That's right. Just relax. I've got you. Yeah, I've got you. Shh.